Good morning, good morning, good morning, my loves. How are you? This is Roseanne Austin, and I am so excited to be here with you this morning for Build Your Fertility Dream Team. This is a topic that is so close to my heart, and as women all over the world are jumping on this call, I would love to just make sure that everyone can hear me. So if you can call, if you've called in, go ahead and hit star 2 on your telephone keypad and let me know that you can actually hear me coming through loud and clear. That would be super awesome. So you can hit star 2 on your telephone keypad to let me know that you can hear everything that I'll be sharing this morning. Great, 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 great. So my loves, the topic of building your fertility dream team, it is such an important one because, you know, on this journey, when you're trying to conceive, it can really feel like you're alone, in fact. And the reality is that for everyone, this journey is going to be a little different. And but there is one unifying theme, and that is that we're coming together in this process with doctors. Perhaps you're working with an acupuncturist, you know, maybe you have friends and family that are involved, or, you know, you're bringing in, you know, other fertility specialists, or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, the reality is no matter how you look at it, in fact, there is a team. And so building your fertility dream team, I mean, this is kind of a non-negotiable. And this topic is really great because, you know, I think so many of us get caught up in thinking that we're on our own, and we don't really think from the perspective that, you know, in fact, we're working with a team. So this morning, we're going to be really focusing on how to do that in a really empowered way, and how really smart women who triumph on this journey do it. And I'm sharing that with you because that is what I do. And, you know, as a fertility mindset coach, my role is really helping women achieve success on their journey. And it comes from a place of knowing. This isn't something that I just read out of a book or that, you know, I just randomly heard about. I live this journey. I spent so many years on this journey, you know, chasing after every lotion, potion, diet, I mean, you name it. And I was going for it. You know, I went through years of failed fertility treatments, and I say failed in air quotes. And when I realized that the key to success and really finding success on this journey and really setting myself up for success really came from who I was being, it transformed everything. And it was great because the ripple effect that it went on to have in the rest of my journey, I mean, when you're really of the mindset of a woman who achieves success on this journey, everything changes on it. And that's no different for building your fertility dream team. So that's what we're really going to be focusing on this morning. I'm super excited about it. And we want to give a great shout out to Circle and Bloom, the entire Circle and Bloom team, for helping make this possible for us this morning. So I'm going to go over what the key points that we're going to be discussing this morning are. And that is, again, for those of you just jumping on, if you are here for Build Your Fertility Dream Team with Roseanne Austin, you are absolutely in the right place. So this morning we're going to be talking about, you know, you're going to learn essentially the super awesome secret about where to begin when building or finessing your fertility dream team, because it starts way before you do any online searches or ask for referrals. You're also going to discover the no-fail strategy for assembling the perfect team for you so you don't waste time on a disastrous one-size-fits-all approach. And we're going to explore a simple but killer tool that smart women rely on for curating the most awesome, fun, supportive, and most importantly, successful fertility dream team. So as we get started, you know, for those of you who don't know me, again, my name is Roseanne Austin, and I'm a fertility mindset coach. And what I do is I help women overcome the odds on this journey. And as I had mentioned before, you know, it really comes down to being the woman who is successful on this journey. That may sound a little bit redundant, but let me be clear. You know, when you're on this journey, you've got a lot of things coming at you at once, right? You know, you're on this journey, you're trying to conceive, you know, maybe you're working with, you know, fertility treatments, maybe you're trying to do it naturally, whatever. But you have a lot of things coming at you at once. And the one constant in all of this is you. And you really want to be setting yourself up for success, and that all begins with your mindset, what you think and believe. And that's going to reveal itself even more as we go through this topic. You know, what you think and believe is at the heart of what you create in your life. And, you know, when I think back to all the years that I spent on this journey when I was a state prosecutor, I keep thinking to myself, wow, you know, how different would things have been if I had been thinking like a woman who achieved success from the get-go? And that's why this topic is so important, because it's a subtle shift, but it's a powerful one. And when you start to look at your journey differently, everything changes. And so, you know, I went through every diet, lotion, potion, you know, chasing after, you know, anything that could promise me, you know, to get one step closer to this baby that I desired. And, you know, after experiencing failure after failure, I really had to stop and think. I said to myself, what is going on here? You know, my husband and I spent well over $100,000 in the process. So we were, you know, it's not like we were sparing any expense, and we just weren't getting the result. And what's incredible is that I, you know, after so much suffering, I stopped and thought to myself, you know, wait a minute. You know, the one thing that isn't puritanically clean, because I was psychotic about my diet, I was psychotic about my supplements, you know, I was doing everything. And when I looked, it's like, wait a minute. The one thing that isn't in alignment with everything else is me. I was thinking and believing like a woman who fails. And when I realized that, and I took the time to really think about, wait a second, you know, who do I actually want to be on this journey? You know, and really looked at how this mindset for failure that I was operating with was setting me up to make choices that were not, in fact, bringing me closer to my baby. It was a revelation. And so, you know, this is why I can speak to you about this, you know, with real authority, because today I am 44 years old and I have a 14-month-old son who was conceived naturally after years of quote-unquote failed fertility treatments. And it really came down to one thing, you know, because so often on this journey, it feels like we're swimming against the tide. You know, you have people, you know, throwing all these statistics in your direction, people talking about age, people talking about, well, you know, if it hasn't worked by now, it's never going to work, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, you really have to become quite discerning. And that's when you look at, you know, when you look at really successful women on this journey, that's what they ultimately become. And you have to be willing to focus more on what you know to be true and the things that you believe in than what anyone else might be throwing in your direction. And that's why this topic of building your fertility dream team is so essential. So we're going to dive right in and talk about that. So this first piece that I was wanting to share with you is learning this super awesome secret about where to begin when you're building or finessing your fertility dream team. And I put in there building/finessing because, look, you know, maybe you have a fertility team together already. And look, having built and finessed and finessed again, you know, multiple fertility teams on my own journey, it's such an incredible thing and such an important thing to be willing to continuously finesse, right? Like, you want to really be looking at, you know, who is on my team, you know, consistently and keeping a real pulse on that. So the secret about where to begin is ultimately it begins with you. You really want to take the time to establish yourself as a leader, establish your role as a leader. And that's not what most of us typically do on this journey, right? Like when a struggle with fertility is part of your reality, we go into crisis mode. We go into freak out, like, oh my gosh, I just need somebody to help me with this. Like, you know, we go immediately into fear and worst case scenarios. And we don't really think of ourselves, you know, and we don't really slow it down a little bit and stop and think, wait a second. Okay, I have this goal. I have this desire to be a mom. And this is my dream. This is something that's, it's not just a hobby for me. It's something that is really important to me. And, you know, we don't stop to establish ourselves as the leader. And doing so will change everything because, look, what you desire on this journey, it matters. Your dream of being a mom, or maybe you're already a mom and you're wanting to have another child and finish out your family. That's a beautiful thing. And when you really take ownership and establish yourself as the leader, you get to create a team that is in alignment with that vision, right? Because, I mean, as you're seated here listening to this right now, you have a vision for what you want to create. You have a vision for the way you desire your family to be. And that's a beautiful thing. And that is a precious thing because as you move through your journey, you want to be bringing people into your journey that are in alignment with that. Okay. And so often, you know, we get caught up in this idea that, okay, well, you know, these people that I'm bringing in, they're the leaders, they're the experts, you know, I'm just the patient. And that's a really, it's an unfortunate way of looking at this because it keeps you at a disadvantage by having you just be this sort of recipient of what's going on. When in fact, you know, you are the visionary. And maybe you haven't really ever thought of yourself in that way, but it's true. You are the visionary on your journey, and anybody that you're bringing in is going to be a partner to that vision. So, you know, I really want to hammer this point home with you and maybe take a moment, you know, as you're sitting here listening, you know, am I really looking at my journey? Am I really looking at my role on this journey? Am I really the leader? Or am I just kind of following along with what everybody else, you know, is doing? Or, you know, I'm just following what my acupuncturist says, or I'm just following what my doctor says. You know, really take a second and think to yourself, am I the leader on my journey? You know, am I the person that is the driving force behind all of this? You know, you are the most important member of the team because you're the one that has the desire. You're the one that wants to be a mom. So I really want you to think about that. You know, I have the women that I work with are all over the world, and they make the most incredible things happen in their lives. And I have a client that I was working with just a couple months back, and it was incredible because she is in her mid-40s, and there were so many people that were poo-pooing her desire to be a mom, you know, in her mid-40s. That was something that, you know, oh gosh, you know, good luck with that. You know, she would hear that all the time. And, you know, she went through doctor after doctor who would basically, you know, and this is fine, you know, this is, you know, her doctors were, you know, giving her a lot of grim statistics. And, you know, this isn't any shade on doctors or trying to, you know, downplay the role of doctors. They're wonderful. They are, you know, helping, you know, women make their dreams come true. But they just have, you know, their perspective is a little different. And, you know, she had to actually find a doctor who is willing to work with her in her mid-40s, and she wanted to use her own eggs. She wanted to do it her way, and it was a beautiful thing because by her establishing herself as the leader and really saying, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I want to find somebody that's going to help me make this happen. You know, that shift in mindset was everything because, you know, depending on where you're at in your journey or how old you are, you know, you may be, or your set of circumstances, you may be hearing all kinds of negative things. And by establishing herself as the leader, she's like, no, I'm going to keep looking, you know, I'm going to keep looking for someone. I'm going to curate my team so that I bring people on that actually believe in me. And that's really important. So that's just one example. Look, you know, if you're allowing your doctor or, you know, other experts to come in and be the leader for you, then it's really easy to get knocked off your game and knocked off this notion that your unique journey is – you know, matters. You know, you could get swallowed up by statistics or have people naysay you right on, you know, out of your own dream. So this is why you want to be really, really careful. This is how you're going to take control of your journey. And it's amazing when you do that. And it's what you deserve. You know, you are a woman who is going after this great life, you know, your vision of what a great life is. And so you want to take responsibility for that. Establish your role as leader. And that is truly the secret of where to begin. Because when you see yourself as the leader, you're going to look at, you know, at any referrals, or maybe you do internet searches. You know, you're going to be looking at that with a much more discerning eye, you know, basically saying, look, I have something that I want to accomplish here. Is this person going to help me, right? It's a very different mindset and a very different position than being, well, ooh, gosh, I hope that person's going to help me. It's like, no. I am the CEO of my life. I'm the leader of my life, and I'm going to invite these people in to join me. Very, very different. Subtle, but powerful. So let's talk about the second point in building your fertility dream team, and that is discovering this no-fail strategy for assembling the perfect team for you so you don't waste time or money on a disastrous one-size-fits-all approach. And I say that, again, with the experience of a woman who spent so many years on this journey, and this is something that I really wish I had done way sooner. And that is, take a moment to really ask yourself, what kind of support do I really desire? And really take a moment to think about your journey from a global perspective. What kind of support do you want? And, you know, you want to cover all of your bases here, because the first place that most of us go is, okay, I just need a doctor to help me. I just need to go to a fertility doctor. And that's great, but it's not the whole picture. You want to really think about who you are, where you are in your journey, what you are trying to accomplish, and honor your uniqueness as a woman. What kind of support do you really want? And this is so critical, because most of us, we just go headway into this and we just start going. We don't really stop to think, what kind of support do I really want? So think about where you are exactly on your journey right now. You know, what is it? Where are the gaps, do you think? You know, are you going at this pretty much on your own? You know, you and your doctor. You know, is there some other support you want? You know, are you seeing a nutritionist? You know, is somebody helping you with your diet? Are you someone that, you know, has particular, you know, issues with sleep? Or do you have, you know, are you aware through testing and all these different things, you know, do you have some hormonal issues? You know, are there more people that you can bring into your journey that can support you with that? You know, have you tried acupuncture? You know, really think about that. And one of the most important things that we overlook is support for us. You know, I mean, I did that and it was insane. You know, and I speak to so many women who find themselves, you know, years into this journey, and they're like, wow, I wish somebody told me it would, you know, that it was going to be like this. You know, this journey can be really lonely. Even if you're surrounded by friends and family, there can be times where you're just like, wow, I really am going at this alone. You know, and so when you are looking and when you're calculating, gosh, you know, what kind of support do I really want? You know, it doesn't just stop at medicine. Think about all of the people who could support you in this process. Remember, you are building your dream team, loves. You know, who would you like to have on your team? What other kind of support? You know, we have so many options on this journey. You know, you can bring on nutritionists, you can bring on acupuncturists, you can bring on spiritual support, you can bring on coaches, you can bring on all different kinds of support and people who are going to help you achieve your goal. So this is where this one-size-fits-all approach, you know, this is where it breaks down, because most of us, you know, the default is just to go to the doctor and that's about it. Everything else sort of gets, you know, thrown by the wayside. You know, maybe you'll go to an acupuncturist. Maybe you'll talk to somebody and consult about your diet. Maybe you'll, you know, go get, you know, abdominal massage or something like that. You'll do that once, you know, but you don't, you know, we don't really stop and think, okay, what is the full picture here? So I really want you to take some time today and think about, you know, really value yourself. You know, who are these people? You know, who are these experts that I want to bring on? And, you know, the other thing is kind of relating to this, you know, who is on your dream team. Sometimes one of the defaults that we can have is assuming that our friends and family are going to be there for us. And while it's a beautiful thing if they are, the reality is you've got to think, do you actually want them on your journey? You know, sometimes we just take this, you know, we just presume, okay, they're going to be there for us. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Or sometimes we find that, you know, maybe they start out on this journey with us, but then they find themselves perhaps overwhelmed, maybe ill-equipped to go the whole distance with us. So having a sense of like, all right, who, you know, what kind of support do I really want? And who is that going to be is really critical. So I encourage you, you know, take some time and really be generous with yourself, value yourself enough to ask this key question, you know, what support do I really desire? Because your journey may not look like everyone else's. You know, the path to conceiving your baby and really creating the family that you desire, you know, it's so different and so personal for each one of us. You know, we may know Jane, you know, who had this doctor and that nutritionist, that coach or whatever, and that may be great for Jane, but we've got to really take a look at what's going to be right for you. And the other upside to stopping and asking yourself, what support do you really desire, is you do, in fact, start acting like your own CEO on this journey, because you can plan for it, right? Like, think about how different your journey could be today if you actually had a plan for it. You know, as, and the pieces of the puzzle that we can plan for are who are the people that are going to be on our team, right? And when you know you want certain kinds of support, you can plan for it rather than doing what I did in the very beginning, which was just basically scrambling all over the place, having no plan, not seeing myself as a leader, and just kind of allowing things to sort of happen to me. And that's not a position of power. Women who are successful on this journey build a fertility dream team. They own their role as leader on this journey. They ask themselves intelligent questions like, what kind of support do I desire? So that they can create that plan. They can create this process, and they can create their fertility dream team. So really take a moment today, in addition to thinking about, you know, gosh, am I really the leader on my journey? You know, really think, you know, what is it that you want? What is it that you really want? And what kind of support do you truly desire on this journey? And, you know, I remember working with another woman who, you know, she came to me and she's like, Roseanne, look, I've been on this journey for a really long time now. I just want to get to the other side of it. I really want to just have my baby. And it was funny because when we were working together, she hadn't even considered all of the support that she had desired. And when she came to me, she was like, I didn't even know that people got coaching about this stuff. So I was like, yeah, indeed they do. Really smart women do. And it was great because when she really got crystal clear on the support that she wanted, she was able to really make that happen and really begin to take that next step, right? Establishing yourself as the leader and then getting really, really clear on the support she wanted. And, you know, her situation was unique. She had immune issues. And so, you know, she went and said, look, I need to find a very specific kind of support with my immune issues. And what was beautiful is that, you know, making that shift, seeing herself as the leader, seeing herself as the woman who gets the support she desires by really taking control of that. She found a doctor that was a couple hours away, but she's pregnant now. She's actually, I think, 29 weeks now after years and years of failure, quote unquote failure. And so that's how powerful this can be. You know, when you are the CEO of your journey, when you really take the role as leader, when you acknowledge and identify the support that you desire, you set yourself up for success. You really put yourself on the path like, hey, this is what I want. I'm going to go for this. And these are the areas that I know I need more support. And when you think about getting more support as being a means by which you are going to help set yourself up for success, you give yourself an opportunity to really clear out the distractions, really say, hey, look, that may have worked for, you know, Jane, but this is what I need, you know, and you're going to find yourself really calling in the right kind of experts, the right kind of people to support you in this process. And the feel of your journey is going to absolutely change. You're not going to feel like you're just, you know, swimming against the tide or that you're a one-woman band. You really do position yourself to have a great team. Now, let's talk about this tool. I like to call it a killer tool that really smart women rely on for curating the most awesome, fun, supportive, and successful fertility dream team. And it's really simple, but I bet most of you on this call have not done it. And that is this: really create a set of specific criteria. Like, this is your opportunity to really create your list of criteria for every single person who is going to be on your team. And that is everybody. You know, let's think about this in the context of everyone that could possibly be on your team. And that is, you know, that includes your doctor, friends, family, experts. You know, what exactly are you looking for from everyone that's on your team? And look, you know, getting this out of your head, putting it on paper, and really giving yourself a checklist, in essence, is really powerful because it's going to help you get crystal clear and make great decisions for yourself, right? Because look, you want to be successful. If you have the right people on your team, they're going to want you to be successful. And, you know, friends and family and other types of support, they want you to be successful as well, but you've got to be clear on what is required of them. And this is kind of a twist too, because most of us don't stop and think, okay, well, you know, what are my criteria for my doctor? You know, normally we're just in scramble mode trying to find somebody that's going to help us, you know, or maybe you're in this position where you're like, oh my God, you know, my situation is so awful. You know, I'll be lucky if I can find somebody to help me. And, you know, that's really not the case. You really want to start looking at this from the perspective of, look, I am the leader of my fertility journey. I know what I want. And these are the criteria that anyone coming into my journey has to have. And it's not about being a jerk. It's not about being demanding. It's not about being a diva. It's really about knowing what you want and so that you can make great decisions. You know, one of the things that is a reality on this journey is, you know, look, you don't want to be making expensive mistakes, right? You know, a lot of us on this journey didn't have insurance that covered, you know, the treatments, the diets, the lotions, the potions, all of these things. A lot of this stuff is coming out of pocket. And so what you want to do is become really discerning and get really crystal clear on what you require of people, you know. And I remember one of my very early experiences on this journey, you know, I didn't treat myself like the leader on my journey. And I certainly never stopped to ask the question of what kind of support I desired. I just knew I wanted my baby and I was like a steamroller trying to get to him. And, you know, one of the things I certainly did not do was create a checklist. And what I'm talking about here is really like, what are your non-negotiables? What are the qualities that anybody coming into your journey must have? Okay, and that's really important because, you know, one of my first experiences was with a particular physician that this person's bedside manner was, in my opinion, horrific. And, you know, I was really in a place where I was frightened. I was really worried. I'm like, gosh, you know, my husband and I are, you know, we've been trying to have a baby for a while now. I just, you know, I really wanted to feel secure. I really wanted to feel that there was going to be possibility for me. I wanted, you know, to feel like somebody actually believed in me. And I didn't know how to articulate that in the setting of, you know, meeting with a physician. You know, I just figured, okay, this person has MD after their name. They know everything. They're going to fix this for me. And I never stopped to think, you know, gosh, you know, who, you know, what kind of physician do I actually want to bring in? Do I want to, you know, bring in a physician that believes in me? Like, I never really stopped to think about that as being a criteria, you know, part of the criteria and being a, you know, having the strength of character to walk out of the room if I wasn't getting that. And it was a very expensive mistake, because that particular scenario, it just didn't work out for me. And it was something that, you know, when I look back at my journey all those years ago, that if I had the presence of mind, we'll say, and what I'm teaching you now, I mean, the fact that you're even on this call is fantastic. I really want to have you give yourself some credit here, because you're going to be able to ask questions that I didn't, and that can really change the trajectory of your journey. You know, and if I had, you know, love myself enough at the time to really have a very clear statement of the criteria for anyone that came onto my journey, you know, I would have been able to basically eliminate that particular physician from my team and say, hey, yeah, you know what, before I get in too deep with this person, I don't particularly like their bedside manner, and I don't particularly like the way that they approach me. And the way that they're, you know, talking about my possibilities, you know, I want to find somebody that believed in me. And, you know, that would have changed a lot of things, but it was a lesson well learned. And the greatest thing is that it's a lesson that I can actually share with you today, so that you don't make that mistake. So, you know, get some paper out, or, you know, get on your laptop and type up, you know, what are the non-negotiables? What are the different qualities? What are the characteristics? You know, the kinds of things. It's not just about what somebody's success rate is. Like, your success rate is going to be dependent on things, you know, in addition to whatever your doctor's quote unquote success rate is. There's so many different factors. And with everything else being equal, you want to love yourself and honor this journey enough to be really clear about what you require, okay? It's not just about success rates. You're going to want to, you know, and think about it. You know, what is the kind of nutritionist you want to bring on? Or what are the, you know, the other kinds of experts that you want to bring on? What are the qualities they're going to have? You know, it's really hard to be on this journey and staying really focused and staying really upbeat and staying focused on the goal when you have a team of people that are really low vibrational and are not really team you, right? That are kind of poo-pooing the things that you want to create. And look, there are enough women out there that are beating the odds that indeed you can be discerning and you can ask for these things, because no matter where you have been on this journey, you've got to believe that there are going to be team members that you can bring onto this journey that are going to absolutely believe in you. You know, I have a client that she was kind of going through this a few weeks ago, and we were talking about, you know, how do you want to build your team? You know, who do you want to, you know, to have on your team? And I said, look, go talk to a few different people, and, you know, the decision to go with one team member or not is going to be largely instinctual. Yes, you're going to have the logical and the linear aspect. You know, what does this person bring to the table? What is their success rate? Or, you know, if you even care about that, because those things, well, that's another conversation. But, you know, ultimately, what is it that you want to achieve? And is the person you're bringing on going to help support you in that? And are they somebody that you feel like you can get along with? Because look, if you've been on this journey long enough, you realize that it's a marathon, not a sprint. And so you are establishing relationships with these people. And it's a beautiful thing because, look, you know, even in the last stages of my treatment, you know, the relationship that I had established with my own team was such a close one, was such an upbeat one, and it really made the process of trying to conceive so much less stressful, knowing that I had curated this team, each and every one of these people. I had an Mayan massage therapist. I had a nutrition person. I had an acupuncturist. I had an endocrinologist. I had, you know, all of these people that were helping me, and every single one of them was 100% behind me. And it made this process so much less stressful. And you know, ultimately, you know, we conceived my son naturally when I was 42, turning 43, despite years of fertility treatment, quote unquote, failure. You know, but having done this work, having taken the time to really establish myself as a leader, just like I teach my clients, really giving myself the kind of support that I really desired by asking that very simple question, you know, what kind of support do I actually desire? And then creating a list of non-negotiables, you know, what is it that I am going to require of each one of these people so that, you know, I can select the right team, not just for me, but for my personality and all these other things. You know, it really changed things. You don't have to settle, my loves. Think about this. Like any person that is on your team, whether it's a professional, whether it's a family member, whether it's a friend, you know, when you understand what you want, you can also better communicate that to these people so that both of you, right, can make a great decision about whether if being a team is a good idea, right? And like that's such a huge shift because so many of us, we just kind of bump along and we just think, okay, well, this person is, you know, this particular expert is, you know, within driving distance and all this other stuff. So we just go with it. We don't really ask, you know, smarter questions, the kind of questions that women who succeed on this journey ask, you know, is this really a great match for me? You know, is this something that, you know, I feel really good about, you know? And so that's what I really encourage you to start, you know, looking at. And hey, you know what? Sometimes it can be intimidating, right? Like, you have somebody with a string of letters after their name, and sometimes it's really easy to feel like, well, they know more than me. They went to XYZ college or they went to XYZ training. You know, they know more than me. They're the expert. So I just need to, you know, shut my mouth and go along with it. But that's not what a smart, successful woman on this journey does. You've really got to ask, okay, yeah, great. This person has all these credentials and it's a wonderful thing, right? But are they the right fit for me? Very, very different perspective, isn't it? It's a position of power where you deserve to be. You know, this person, you know, has, you know, XYZ, you know, success rate. Okay, great. But are they the right person for me? Because look, whether or not you succeed on this journey is going to come down to a culmination of things. It's never just one thing, right? You really want to look at the whole picture. So why not start creating that picture and a picture that suits you and a picture that works for you by being really clear about what your criteria are? And this is great because the other piece of this is it's not just about you making a great decision. By you being really clear about what you want, you are opening up the possibility for the person that you are interviewing or the, you know, the team member that you want to bring in. By being really clear about what you want, they can make a great choice about whether you are a good fit for them, right? It's just great communication. It's just a different way of being where you each come to the table and you can make a decision about whether or not it's a good fit, right? And that's a very different position for most of us on this journey, you know, to really say, hey, look, I'm the leader here. I know what I want. And, you know, I want to collaborate with the right people. I want to be in partnership with the right people. You know, just because somebody has, you know, a bunch of letters after their name doesn't mean that they're above you. They might have more training than you. They may have some more expertise than you, but that doesn't make them better than you. And it doesn't mean that their judgment or their set of standards is going to, you know, that you're going to have to subordinate yourself to that. See yourself as a collaborator. See yourself in partnership. And that's going to really help to help you reposition yourself on this journey. And because you deserve to have what you want, you deserve to achieve what you want on this journey. So, my loves, you know, we've talked about the super awesome secret about where to begin when you're building your fertility dream team. You know, it starts with you. It starts with you establishing your role as the leader. And next, we talked about, you know, this no-fail strategy for assembling the perfect team for you so that you don't waste time or money on a one-size-fits-all approach. You really want to ask that question. What kind of support do you desire, regardless of what anyone else is doing? You know, and it isn't just medicine. What are all of the pieces of the puzzle that you want to bring together? The last piece that we just talked about is creating specific criteria. You know, what are these qualities that you want somebody to have? Do you want them to be the person that is open? Do you want them to be, you know, somebody who isn't just, you know, listing off statistics? You know, maybe you want to be with a physician that says, yeah, these are the statistics, but let's find a way, right? Like, it's a much more uplifting and solution-oriented way of approaching this journey. And so, you know, the last piece really that is part of all of this is give yourself permission to act on this. Okay. Once you establish yourself as the role, you know, in the role of leader, you're aware of the kind of support you desire. You come up with your specific criteria. Go and act on this, my loves. You know, take a look, you know, at your present fertility team. You know, is there some finessing that needs to happen? You know, is it long overdue that you got yourself a new acupuncturist because the one that you have right now doesn't really pay attention to you? And I'm just making that up. You know, I'm just giving you an example. Like, what is it? Where are the gaps? And how can you finesse what you have to really elevate this team, to set yourself up and to set them up for success? You know, look, having the right people on your team means everybody wants you to be successful. And that's a great thing. And you always, like, look, I know you may think, well, you know, where am I going to find these people? Or, you know, I've been with these people for a while. You know, I can't possibly change. Well, you can. Okay. You can. And you want to make sure that you have people on your team that absolutely believe in you. And look, loves, I mean, this is just one piece of all of it. You know, when we start to think like women who are successful on this journey, you know, we really start to look at all kinds of different aspects of our journey differently. And this is what I teach women to do all over the world. And so I want to open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to ask me some questions, you know, and if you would love to talk with me further about creating this mindset for success, creating your own fertility dream team, all of these things. If you're listening online, there's a little button that you can press on the webpage to request time for me. I always offer that to the Circle in Bloom community because I was one of you. Circle in Bloom was an integral part of my own journey, and just hearing Joanne's voice and all of the things I discovered about myself through these powerful meditations, it was really pivotal. So, you know, when you take control of your mindset, you take control of your journey. You get to change the trajectory of your journey. And if you want to have some time with me, just click on that little button to request that time. Or you can go to my website, which is www.frommaybetobaby.com/breakthrough. That's one of the places you can go. Or you can just go to the homepage and request time with me there. Because, look, your mindset is everything on this journey. If you can't tell from what we've talked about this morning, look, what you think and believe is everything. It absolutely has the power to change, you know, the course of your journey truly forever. And we want to set you up for success. That's what you deserve. So I'm going to take some questions here. And, you know, let's, you know, maybe you have a fertility team right now. Let's talk about how you can, you know, retool some of it, or maybe, you know, you want to get your team to the next level. So you get to ask me any questions. You can ask me live by hitting *2 on your telephone keypad, or you can certainly write in your question. So So hit star 2 on your telephone keypad if you have any questions for me. And I'm going to start off with a question that came in from Swansea, South Wales. Jules writes, we are on our fourth IVF, we're on our fourth attempt at IVF, and we are having PGD also, as I have cystic fibrosis, a pre-existing condition. We didn't want to risk having a child who was seriously ill. I've had it mild all my life, and if I could guarantee our child to be as healthy as me, we would have tried naturally. Could there be any reason linked to my condition that could be stopping it? I think she means working. The first time it worked, I miscarried 8 weeks and it hasn't worked since. I wonder if there are any herbal remedies that could help perhaps. Thanks for your question, Jules. These questions, I mean, this is actually more in the realm of a physician or somebody who can give you a sense of the impact of cystic fibrosis on natural conception. So I love your question. It's a smart one, but it's not one for me. So I would really, especially the piece about, could cystic fibrosis be stopping your IVF from working? You've got to ask your doctor, love. The second part of your question was about herbal remedies. I'm not an herbalist, so I would definitely, smart question, Jules, but I'm not the person to answer that question. So sorry, love. If you have a question that you want to ask me about your fertility team and building your dream team, I will be happy to take that. And actually, Jules, you know, maybe one of the things that you want to consider is if you want to have somebody on your team that has experience with cystic fibrosis, maybe from a naturopath perspective or an acupuncturist or whatever, you know, maybe you do a search in your area in Wales that, you know, maybe there's somebody that has some experience with that, in addition to your physician that might be able to support you with that. Because, you know, it's, you just never know, and having that additional support could be really powerful. And so I'm going to go back to the phone lines, my loves. You can ask me anything. I mean, having spent so many years on my own journey while I was a state prosecutor here in California, I have seen a lot of things, and I have helped women all over the world transform their journey and create incredible success. So if you have any questions for me, I mean, maybe it's about building your team. Maybe it's about, you know, other aspects of your journey. You know, go ahead and hit star 2 on your telephone keypad and ask me a question. I'm going to hang out as long as you guys have questions. And if you don't, you can just get on with your day and, you know, and really give yourself the chance to look at implementing what we shared this morning. Like, look, you've got to see yourself as the leader of your journey. And I'm repeating that for a reason, because so many of us just hand over our power. We just think, okay, well, all of these people who have all these different letters after their names, you know, they must know more than me. Okay, that's it. You know, I'm just going to let them take over and I'm just going to, you know, take a back seat. But when I look at every single woman that I've worked with, you know, it doesn't matter. I've worked with women on 6 of 7 continents. Women who have made the seemingly impossible possible, it all comes down to this. Like, this is a unifying factor. It's who they're being. And not from the perspective of like, oh, they were, you know, particularly pious or whatever. It's not that. It's like how they think, because successful people think differently, and that applies to your journey as well. So I have a question coming in from Boston. Okay, my love, if you're calling in from Boston, Massachusetts, and the last 2 digits of your number are 96, your line is unmuted, my darling. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Rosanna. My name is Anne. I love your work. Keep doing it. You're very fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that, my darling. How can I serve you this morning?
Yeah, so I have a question for you about optimism and team members. So our IVF doctor is very optimistic for our chances. We're about to try our third attempt at IVF, but I'm always trying to think one step ahead of the game. And so sometimes I find his optimism irritating because I'm already thinking, okay, what if this next cycle doesn't work? Then what? Then what? And he doesn't want to think that far ahead because he thinks that it should work for us. So is that more on me? Should I just go with his optimism? Like, where do you kind of think in the team about optimism versus realism versus making a plan? Because I definitely see myself as the leader of this team. And because of that, I'm always thinking one step ahead. So it's hard to work with someone who's like, you know, slow down. It's going to work. It's going to work. And I'm trying to think about, okay, but what's the plan if it doesn't work?
Oh, gosh, I love it. You are definitely the leader of your team. I can hear that. And look, all of these things, my darling, can coexist, right? You're asking great questions. I mean, and first of all, the fact that you have a doctor that is so optimistic is beautiful. So you've done a great job. I really want you to give yourself credit for bringing somebody onto your team that really believes in you. That's a gorgeous thing. So that gets to coexist, Anne, with you thinking like a CEO, with you thinking like the leader, because you are, you know, you always want to have your eye on the next thing, you know, just to have it in your periphery, right? Like you want to have that available to you. And that's smart. So I really want to give you credit for that. That's really smart. So the other thing is, about, like, you get to, and let me ask you this actually before I say anything more. Is it that your doctor is saying, it's going to work. We're not even going to talk about that in like a dismissive way, like, Anne, you're just getting too far ahead of yourself, or, okay.
No, it's not too dismissive. Just like, we're not there yet. This is premature. You should put your energy into thinking positively about the next, you know, this upcoming cycle, or, you know, I still think there's a few attempts after that, but. So, no,
gotcha. Okay. Okay, great. That's really good, because that's kind of a different conversation. Mm-hmm. Dismissive. Let me ask you this. Let's work with this in this way. What's important to you about knowing next steps?
It's a practical thing about how many embryos I have left, my age. And so just wanting to, like, not use them all up and then go, oh, now what?
It's
questions about, should we be doing another retrieval? Should we be considering surrogacy? It's just, like, not wanting to use up all the resources I have without having a plan for the next step.
Gotcha. Okay, that's really smart, too, is it basically knowing your bottom line. And basically saying, okay, doc, you know, we're not going to be doing endless retrievals, right? We want to understand ultimately what the next step is, because if there is the potential for doing surrogacy or all these other things, you just want to know, right? So you can plan for it. That's kind of what I was talking about earlier, is if you know the support that you want to have, then you can plan for it. You know, if that, you know, I'm with your doctor, and I want to see you be really successful, you know, sooner than later. And I really want you to have this on your terms. I also have deep respect for your desire to be like, okay, you know, at what point do we draw the line and move on to the next thing?
Yeah.
So have you had that conversation? Are you working with a partner, or like, have you and your partner talked about, you know, next steps at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. Okay, so maybe what this is both of these things get to exist together. They do get to coexist, and to be able to say, hey, you know, you get to do, as the leader of your journey, you get to do the research, you get to do these, you know, things in preparation, saying, hey, look, yeah, my doctor, you know, has a lot of faith in us. It's a great thing. I have a responsibility to me to know what my next step is. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Like, and that's essentially what you're doing, and it's great, and, you know, yeah, your doctor may not necessarily want to have that conversation yet, but as the leader of your journey and as the woman who takes responsibility for her results, like you do, I love it. You're like, look, dude, we're going to have this conversation. It may not be right now, but it's a conversation that we're going to have. And it doesn't have to be confrontational. It sounds like you have a good relationship with your doctor. But the bottom line here is these things get to coexist. You get to have, you know, he gets to have his faith in you, which is a beautiful thing. You get to have your faith in you, which is also a beautiful thing. And you get to have what your next steps are. And that's not you being negative, because I don't hear you being negative at all. You know, I'm not hearing that from you. Am I missing something?
No,
are you being a negative belly in there? Or okay,
no,
yeah,
no,
I didn't think
no.
so. Yeah, I didn't think
just
so.
Just being
so
one step
doing...
ahead of the game.
Absolutely. I
yeah.
mean, you know, having spent 10 years in the courtroom did the same thing to me. So I was always, you know, like I practically got my own degree in endocrinology. And so, you know, I'm like, doctor, what about this? What about that? And, you know, funny enough, you know, when we think about who the best patients are, they are not the most compliant patients. They're the patients who ask questions, right? Like, you know, I think that, you know, I really want you to give yourself credit here, Anne, because look, you know, a great doctor doesn't just want a compliant patient. A great doctor wants a partner, wants somebody who's active, you know, in their own treatment, who's active in taking control of their destiny. It's a great thing. I think you're doing great. I think it's not that your doctor's off or that you're off. You know, it's like, look, you get to coexist together in this process. And here is something that I want you to keep in mind. It's taking a stand for the and. Okay, this is not an either or situation. This is an and. Your doctor mm-hmm. can have his opinion and so can you. You know,
yeah.
your doctor can have his timeline and so can you. I mean, it's a really great thing. I mean, you're doing great, Anne. Keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it and love yourself and trust yourself enough that, you know, when you feel like it's time to call your doctor, you know, to the mat and basically saying, hey, you know, I'm not up for this, you know, anymore. I want to look at other options, that you can have that conversation and feel good about it. And, you know, and it sounds like your doctor really cares about you. So
yeah.
I think that, and you're going to get more buy-in from your physician when they see that you're interested and that, you know, you really care about being successful. Because chances are, I mean, look, it's pretty obvious that he wants you to be successful as well. So I think you've got a great team, Anne. Do you have any other questions for me about team building or anything else?
No, that was great and very reassuring. Thank you.
Yes, you are killing it, woman. I love it. And are you in a cycle now?
No, just about to start another one.
Okay, well, you just, you know, take some time and, you know, remember, you know, the desire to be a mom, it's in your heart because it was meant for you. You know, really go about this next cycle as the leader. I think it's a beautiful thing. Keep going back over, you know, what it is that you want to create on this journey. And every step of the way, remind yourself and really demand that, not just of yourself, but of the other people that are around you, okay? Because you deserve to be successful, and you've got to keep me posted. I can't wait to hear how you do, my darling. So, hey, thank you for your question. It's really awesome.
Thank you.
And yes, I'm going to mute your line for your privacy, my love. So, ladies, I just have a couple more minutes here. So if you have a question for me, like Anne, I mean, wasn't that a great question? You know, go ahead and ask. I'm also going to check out the Q&A section and see if we have any other questions that came in there. If not, my loves, you know, go and take this information and really ask yourself, how can I apply this to my journey? You know, how can I up-level my journey just a bit? You know, how might I, you know, be able to take my team to the next level? You know, what are some of the minor tweaks that I can make to my team so that, look, I, you know, maybe I can have success finally, you know, and sometimes we may find ourselves in a place where we have to scrap our team and really start all over again. And there's nothing wrong with that because in fact, you're not quite starting over again. You're starting over, not exactly from square one, but you're starting over as a woman who has that much more experience, who has learned lessons and is going to be able to curate a team that's that much better, okay? So, my loves, go take the lessons that, you know, you may have taken from this, you know, really evaluate your fertility team, ask how you can really make it your dream team, and I wish you so much success on this journey. You know, another shout out and special thanks to Circle and Bloom for making this happen. If you want to learn more about me and the work that I do, go to www.frommaybetobaby.com, and I've got loads of goodies there for you. And, you know, really, again, like I said to Anne, the desire to be a mom that's in your heart that was meant for you. Go for it like your hair's on fire. Have a great day, my love. Take care.